Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, injuries. Griffin, ankle. Quinn Williams, neck. Kyron Brown, quad. And then Blau went out there at the end with an ankle. So if we would have had to, if the game would have been any longer, I'm not sure if he would have came back. So that's kind of where we left off on the injuries.
Adam, can you talk about the defensive line, the whole entire defense, not giving up a touchdown, holding the Miami Dolphins to 7 field goals?
Yeah, I mean, the job they did in the red zone was impressive. You know, that was one of the main points going into the game was how well they've been playing in the red zone, how they've been, you know, they've been avoiding the field goals, they've been scoring touchdowns. And we knew that was going to be a big challenge for us. Because, you know, we've been working on red zone quite a bit, trying to improve on that. So those guys did a great job.
Could you take us through with the pass interference call at the end? Did you see it live? When did you know they were reviewing it, just kind of that whole sequence?
I mean, I was moving on to the next call just because I don't have time to sit there and complain. Yeah, I mean, I don't get that luxury, so... Once the official stopped it, and they came over and started telling me what was going on. So,
did you see a replay? Did you look up the replay?
I didn't look up. I was trying to think what to call next.
How do you think the sampling went?
I think we started off good, and then once we got in the second half, you know, I think he had some decisions that I'm sure he's going to want back. I got some calls that I definitely want back. You know, I don't think I helped him out enough today. You know, I put him in some really bad third down situations. I mean, some of this, it's on me as much as it's on him on some of those things.
What was your confidence level in your field goal kicker at the very end?
High.
Because?
What? It was high.
No, why? Why was it high?
Because he's our kicker. I don't know. My head, if it's our kicker, I expect him to make it.
Could you take us through the decision to go for it on fourth down, down the red zone?
Yeah, I just felt like we were moving the ball. I thought we had a good call. You know, we didn't get enough.
How close was Le'Veon to playing, and then also how do you think Blau and Ty did in his place?
I thought Blau and Ty did a hell of a job. You know, I mean, once we weren't really sure when he first got sick. We didn't know how bad it was, so we were just kind of still going through our normal deal, thinking there's a possibility that Le'Veon was going to make the game. And then that's why he got ruled out, because, you know, they were like, he can't be over here, you know, because he's got the flu, so.
Did you get a good sense, Adam, that on Friday that he was not going to be a part of the game plan?
No, and whatever day they went to the doctor, whatever day we ruled him out, I don't even know, they're all running together.
Yesterday
was when he went back to the doctors.
Did that straight ahead style a better fit for his way he wanted to attack in the leg?
I felt good coming in this game, just even from Wednesday's practice. You know, when Le'Veon took most of the reps and kind of what we were doing, we kind of looked at some of the run schemes that we were doing and kind of how, you know, we were calling it throughout the game. I felt like Wednesday we had a good week of practice, or a good day of practice in the run game, where I felt like he was going to be all right with what we were doing.
What have you seen from Robbie in these weeks in terms of making contested catches?
He's been super aggressive with the ball, you know, not waiting on it, going to get it. You know, it was basically, we had those couple drives, we just didn't get anything going, and, you know, they were playing a ton of man, and I could hear him say, you got to get me the ball here pretty soon. It's like, I got you.
Pretty good flow offensively in the first half. I think it was pretty much an even 50-50 balance. What did they do in the second half just to take you out of it?
I think it was just that when we threw the interception, I probably got a little out of whack there, you know, trying to make the perfect call, which didn't help, because then we were kind of run, and then I was leaving us in third and not good enough situations and putting Sam kind of in a bad spot. So I just gotta do a better job of kind of finding that second half rhythm in a game like that.
His hand okay, Sam? Like, you got stepped on at one point?
Yeah, they didn't say anything to me.
couple more.
What is it aimed? Is it coming off of this?
I didn't expect to see him there.
What's coming off such a bad loss last week? What is winning a game like this do?
I mean, right now it's just getting that feel back. You know, I mean, last week wasn't a fun week for any of us. You know, guys were disappointed that happened, and I think they did a good job of putting a good week of work. I saw those guys come out and really good practices on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
With Le'Veon, he wasn't allowed to be at walkthrough yesterday or anything, or he wasn't
no.
on team.
No, nope.
He practiced Wednesday on?
Yeah.
On the interception, was that a bad decision, a bad throw, a little boat?
I thought, really, it should have been a throwaway because it was a bad call for what they ran. He didn't have good options there. And I wish he would have thrown it away. I think he was trying to make a play. That's what we've been avoiding for the last 4 weeks. And that was on me as well as him.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.